the largest grocery store merger in history between Kroger and Albertson almost took place. A federal judge blocked it, citing concerns that it would limit competition and harm consumers. In many cities, monopolies have played a part in some independent grocery stores shutting down over the years. In Indianapolis, a new grocer hoped to turn things around on the city's east side. But Side Effects Public Media's Elizabeth Gabriel reports the store's already facing barriers.
Nearly half of Indianapolis's population lives in a food desert. That includes the east side, a low-income area where many of the residents live a few miles from a full grocery store. That changed when a new black-run grocer called Indy Fresh Market opened its doors a year ago. Grady McGee oversees the store.
One of our biggest things is our hot deli. We have a lot of people in this community that come here for our lunch.
That includes Jasmine Reig Johnson. She lives within a convenient 5-minute walk of the Indy Fresh Market.
I love to see black people flourish. Their hot foods is delicious.
But despite the proximity, Johnson doesn't go often.
It's just a little expensive. I don't want to spend $8, $9, $10 on just a pound of ground meat.
And Johnson is right. I visited the Indy Fresh Market. They did have some ground beef on sale for $1.79, but their typical prices are high.
Okay, walking, turning a corner, going down a different aisle. Oh no. I am a frequent buyer of Rotel. I would never pay $2.19 for Rotel tomatoes.
Other essentials, including milk, bananas, and canned tomatoes, were more expensive there compared to Kroger. The store manager says they tried to work with local producers to stock some items at a fraction of the price, but that hasn't been enough to keep the store afloat. Here's Grady McGee, a Goodwill employee who oversees the store.
One of the concerns is some of our produce, you know, not being able to sell our produce and making sure that we are priced appropriately.
Now, there are signs the retailer is struggling just a year after it opened. The store is an investment from a local medical device company to make food accessible and prevent health risks that come with food deserts. But experts say Indy Fresh Market struggles actually aren't unique. First, smaller stores typically only sell groceries, but big box retailers have more revenue generating items beyond just food. Take Walmart, for example.
You come for the groceries, but then you leave with household items, clothes, appliances.
That's Unai Miguel Andres, a data analyst at the Indiana University School of Medicine. He says the second reason is independent grocers don't have the same buying power as big box retailers. So the middleman between manufacturers and stores don't give them priority and charge them more. Andres says smaller stores need to raise the prices to break even, let alone make a profit. It's partially why nearly 7% of independent grocery retailers across the country closed each year from 1990 to 2015.
It just took ages to even find somebody who would sell us milk.
That's Mary Bowling, the former bookkeeper of Pogue's Run Grocer, a store in the Near East Side of Indianapolis that shut down after 8 years.
I think we never ever made a profit on milk just because, you know, the quantities we would buy it in would not be enough that we could sell it at a profit without people just, you know, like raising eyebrows at how much it costs.
So why don't big box grocery stores open in food deserts if they're the ones who can afford to survive? Here's Andres again.
We leave it to the free market. The market does what it does best, which is it puts these stores in affluent or well-traveled areas where they can make the most money.
Nutrition advocates say drastic changes are needed to create a fair market for independent grocery stores. Elizabeth Gabriel, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a health reporting collaboration of NPR member stations across the Midwest. It's based at WFYI in Indianapolis.